There's other news in our world that threatens us while we are obsessed over statues. In Barcelona, Spain today, a huge van deliberately plowed into a crowd, killing at least 13 innocent people and injuring dozens more, some of them critical. It is a continuing attack from terrorists without mercy or conscience. This time it was Barcelona. Tomorrow it will be America again. The hate stemming from extreme Islamists takes a back seat to the assault upon the senses of those destroying public property here in America. The greatest mistake that Donald Trump made was to make public his intention to drain the swamp in Washington. I know that's what we elected him to do, but few, if any, in Congress, Democrat or Republican, want their easy street paved over. And they're doing all possible to discredit Trump and prevent him from doing what he was elected to do. All of these so-called headlines we see and hear are calculated efforts to make it appear that there is chaos in the White House and in the country. These are not all Democrat headlines. Few, if any, Republicans in Congress will tolerate any idea of draining their swamp. This latest round of ignorance in Charlottesville and Durham highlight the intolerance of the left. These are not isolated incidents of violence. They are well planned and calculated. In these modern times, there are liberal groups like MoveOn.org who have large lists of agitators who will quickly gather in mobs with one email or tweet. Many of these vigilantes are paid to show up and create havoc. I have prepared a hard-hitting commentary focusing on the needless violence in Charlottesville and the destruction of public property in Durham. That will air next Monday right here on WTSB, and I urge you to tell others about it and tune in yourself. For that reason, I will not go as deeply into the subject today, but I would remind you that these assaults against Confederate symbols are not some heartfelt action arising from innocent people. We are a country of laws, and those laws must be respected. Otherwise, none of us are safe, including the anarchists. Regardless of how we feel about a group or symbol, we cannot allow vigilantes to mete out their justice indiscriminately. While some try to rationalize the violence in Charlottesville as the fault of legally permitted marchers, I remind you that there were no white supremacists or Nazis there when a rabid mob destroyed a statue of a Confederate soldier in Durham that had stood on public property since 1924. The entire group was composed of hatred, but not from white supremacists or Nazis. Their own hate was on display. They were not only content to destroy the statue, they gathered around it, stomped on it, and spit on the image. Those are the actions of anarchists, rabid dogs in human clothing. It puts the lie to the excuses put forward in Charlottesville by a mob of counter-protesters who did not have a permit to demonstrate and who caused the violence in that city. Had they not shown up with weapons to confront the marchers and their weapons, there would have been no violence, just a group of ignorant people marching around for all the wrong reasons. You don't have to like white supremacists or Nazis, and I surely do not, to understand that you cannot take the law into your own hands. If we allow this absurdity to continue, we invite complete destruction of our very own country. This isn't about Confederate symbols. It is about bringing America down. It is about communists, fascists, and uninformed juveniles who cannot control their emotions and who are intent on erasing the culture of America. They are fools. Think about our world if there was no strong United States. These mental midgets lack the capacity to understand the results of their misguided hate for this country. The fake news media is dangerous. They leave out important facts in their so-called news reports. They skew the news to suit their liberal agenda. Frankly put, there is no longer any integrity in the news business. They abuse the public trust blatantly and without shame. Now, we should all shun white supremacists and neo-Nazis. That's a given. We should not tolerate racists in our midst, whether they are Nazis like David Duke or racists like Louis Farrakhan calling for the killing of white people. David Duke and his ilk feel superior to black people because their own skin is white. Farrakhan promotes black superiority with calls for death to white people. Who's worse? Sadly, Farrakhan is not the only black racist calling for the death of white people, as you will hear in my commentary next Monday. There are more Farrakhans in America than you might suspect. These constant attacks on President Trump began even before the man took office. The hate and venom expressed against Trump are unprecedented in presidential politics. It is nonstop. It is important for all of us to realize the game plan from the left and refuse to fall for their false rhetoric. What has Donald Trump done that he did not promise to do while running for president? The American people elected Trump based on those promises. And so when the fake news media and rabid liberal Democrats like Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi attack Trump, they are attacking the people who elected him, me and you. Again, I will expound more deeply about race, violence, and vigilanteism in Monday's commentary. But every day, a new attack on Trump comes out from the fake news media. I have spent 54 years in radio and television, and I know fake news when I hear it. I know the tricks used to fool the public. That ranges from leaving important words out of a report in order to skew the news you receive, on television, raising an eyebrow while reporting on an issue, putting personal opinions into newscasts and columns, and presenting it as actual news. Nightly network newscasts feature 10 to 15 minutes of negative news about Trump. That leaves them only 7 to 8 minutes to report on everything else in our world. It is every night, so much so that I have begun tuning in after the first 10 minutes. Regardless of your political affiliation, I strongly urge you to look at this assault on America for what it is. Rest assured that if it was Mike Pence who was the president, he would be receiving the same hate from the left unless he stopped trying to drain the swamp. When Hillary Clinton lost the election, the hopes and dreams of the left were bashed, and they are striking out blindly in their fury. Think about it. Had Hillary won, the Supreme Court would have been stacked for generations with far-left justices like the doddering old Ruth Ginsburg. All of the attempts to get to the bottom of Clinton's destruction of 33,000 emails, after being warned by Congress not to destroy that evidence, would be swept under the rug. The Clinton Foundation's pay-to-play schemes would not be investigated. In fact, behind-the-scenes negotiations today to keep all of this from the public involves both Democrats and Republicans like Lindsey Graham and John McCain. Both of them are conservatives in name only. Both are an embarrassment. What's happening in our country today can be confusing unless you stop to realize that the so-called news being reported is designed to confuse you. It's like the criminal who fires his gun rapidly at police to allow his partner to circle around behind them. In military airspace, it's called flak. You spend as much as possible to confuse the enemy. In this case, the enemy is not Donald Trump. The enemy is just what Hillary Clinton has called them. Average, ordinary Americans who are a basket of deplorables. Nobody abhors racism more than I do. I grew up with an uncle who was black and only 5 years older than me. We were inseparable. We ate together. We shared a double bed when I was at my grandmother's house. We hunted and fished together, and we ventured out in town together. I saw racism in its boldest form in those years. Conversely, I was among the first broadcasters to develop high-powered radio stations to serve the black community primarily. That opened my eyes to racism stemming from black racists. I've seen it firsthand from both sides, and that's why I speak out so forcefully about injustice in all of its forms. What we must focus our attention on is the absolute fact that most Americans, be they white or black, are decent, hardworking people caught in the middle of a battle we cannot control. The extreme right and the extreme left are both our enemies, and we must understand that. We are all creations of God. The only superiority stems from what we do with our lives, not the color of our skins. There are important issues facing all of us in this country, and to focus primarily on the extreme right or extreme left that displays their ignorance to the exclusion of things like national security, lack of jobs, adequate, affordable health care, the decreased strength in our military thanks to Barack Obama, and the insane call for more and more legal and illegal immigrants who demand welfare upon entering the United States at the expense of American taxpayers. That's just another ploy by our enemies within to destroy us. So don't get despondent. Don't let them wear you down with daily blasts of fake news. We must keep our eyes on the prize, an America that offers opportunity and freedom to all, an America where the color of one's skin gives way to the content of their character. Carl?
Well, I'll tell you this. The broadcast sounded clear, and you were concise. I understood every word. It was a brilliant commentary of what you had today. And I've got some more time if you need it. Is there anything you want to add to what has already been said? And, you know, I think a lot back to World War Number Two. We had some great news broadcasters, H.V. Kaltenborn, Gabriel Heater. There was a fellow on the Mutual Network, let's see if I can remember his name, but he brought the news down to earth. And that's exactly what you're doing. You're taking complicated news, and I think you're explaining it in such a way that the average person knows exactly and precisely what you're saying. You've had more truth in this. And of course, we had a great broadcast earlier today. Pastor George Arendt had just an outstanding program today along the lines that you've been talking today. But Tom Joyner, you are a blessing to the people of North Carolina, to the people of WTSB, to the people of the nation. Of course, we're streaming your words and your report to the nation. We're streaming this broadcast to England, Russia, China, Japan, places overseas are able, if they've got a computer, they have the ability to listen to Tom Joyner this afternoon. And Tom, I can't tell you enough. If I had to give you, if you wanted a grade from 1 to 10 on what you said today, I'd give you a 15. So if there's anything else that's weighing on your heart, and I certainly hope you'll come back in and share that with me.
Carl, I appreciate the kind words. You know, those of us who are trying to get the truth out, we want and we need the support of our listeners. I don't want your money. I want your support. I want you to speak out. I want you to let me know that you're behind me. I want to bring you something that I want everybody to consider. For 100 and 50 years, the Democratic Party was filled with hate, white supremacy, and violence. For 150 years, the Democratic headquarters in Raleigh and all across the country, under what we are being told by these anarchists who are trying to destroy Southern culture, under that, should we not demand that the Democratic headquarters be torn down? After all, they were slave owners. They committed violence against black people. They lynched black people. And it was only after Lyndon Johnson figured out that, oops, we can't go on this way because we won't be elected, that they turned around and said, I'll tell you what we will do. We'll just buy off black America. And that's what they did. And Johnson said, by doing this, we'll have those, and he used the N-word, voting Democratic for 200 years. My point here is this. I don't want anybody damaging Democratic headquarters. That's ridiculous. But if we go by the logic of those who are wanting to destroy every Southern symbol, the Democratic headquarters is one of those symbols and one of the worst symbols. General Robert E. Lee did not, in his entire lifetime, have the kind of hate and animosity that the Democratic Party exhibited for 150 years. Think about that. When we start down the road of destroying this property, burning this, jumping in the face of people who have a right to free speech as much as we hate them. And let me tell you something. I do hate racists. I hate white supremacists. I hate the people of the neo-Nazi party. But let me tell you something else. I also hate Black Lives Matter. Does that mean I should jump in their face? Does it mean I get my weapons and confront them when they have a legal permit to march? No. If we start down that road, it is a very short road with danger signals all along the way.